You're listening to WRFU LP Urbana 104.5 FM. If you can hear us, you can be us. WRFU 104.5, community radio, homemade by the community, for the community.
Good evening, you are listening to WRFU LP Urbana 104.5 FM. It is now time for the Harukana Show. Harukana Show comes to you every Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The host of the show is Mugiko from Urban Champaign, and the co-host, Ryuta-san, is from Shizuoka, Japan. We will speak in Japanese as we connect the US-Japan through radio and streaming. We hope through our show you will discover various aspects of society and culture in the daily life of the people. You can also enjoy the music and sounds we bring you. Thank you very much for coming. Harukana Show, and welcome back to the show. First, Kathleen, first please introduce yourself to the listener.
Hi, I'm Catherine Labar. I'm a professor at the School of Information Science at University of Illinois. I teach classes in libraries, information, and society, and oral history. I'm delighted to be here this evening with our morning with you. So.
And you are also the librarian of Zine Library.
I am. UMC. I'm the librarian at the Zine Library at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, and the archivist as well.
When we met first, three years ago, you came to the Harukana Show.
That was the first time that we met. Yes.
Yeah, 3 years ago, and at that time, just you started you your work as a librarian.
I was just IMC. A few months. Yes.
今日のトピックスは何かというと、International Zine Month, isn't it?
International Zine Month, yes.
Yeah. For me, it is the first time to listen. To before, this week I learned, but last week I didn't know. So later, I will ask you, what is
of course.
International Zine Month? Ryuta-san also doesn't know.
Yes.
So we are so excited. What is this International Zine Month and what you are doing for that? So we will talk more after the first music.And the first music is Kathleen selected, you chose.
Yes.
What's the title? This first music is Runaways. That's the title.
That's the band.
Band.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So Runaways, Cherry Bomb, what kind of music?
So this is a 1976 punk-influenced single from the first album by this band. This is considered their signature song. It was written by the singer-guitarist Joan Jett, who you may have heard of. She composed the song with their manager. And the lead singer of this song, Cherry Curry, was 16 when she joined the band. So this song titled Cherry Bomb, which is a small firework or a small firecracker, is about a young girl who causes lots of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so you listen to music... Lifetime at that time?
Yeah, so this is music that I listened to in high school, probably on the radio or on my 8-track cassette tape.
So probably the same generation.
Yes.
So, ということで、最初の曲は Runaways, Cherry Bomb. Thompson, music one, please.We will talk again about International Zine Month.
Yes.
What is it?
So, in the year 2011, a woman by the name of Alex Reck, who is the author of The Stolen Sharpie Revolution, one of the most important books about zines, declared that July forever on will be International Zine Month. And so this is a chance for all of us to celebrate small presses and independent publishing globally.
Mm-hmm. What example? How do people celebrate?
So there are a lot of different ways that people can celebrate. Because Twitter has become so huge, if you follow the hashtag IZM2019, you can see IZM. IZM 2019. You'll see zine libraries and zine authors and zine artists tweeting pictures of their materials, how they're celebrating. There's a calendar that gives you daily activities so that you can celebrate along with everyone in the world. So, for example, today, July 19th, is a day to update something called the Zine Wiki, which is an encyclopedia of zines. And tomorrow, the day's celebration is Make Up a Zine Superstition. So, like, your 13th zine is your best one, for example.
Every day.
Every day.
First, second, third.
Yes. Every day. There's also a Facebook account where you can follow along and play along with International Zine Month.
They have the date for radio show on zine? They don't have? So we will put.
Yeah. Well, we could make.
12 July.
That's right.
Zine Talk on radio
show. We should for next year.
Please tell them.
We should write to Alex.
Yeah.
I bet she would add that.
Yeah.
To the calendar.
There's the International Zine Month. So it means not only in the U.S.,
right.
But all over the
all
world.
All over the world.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I've been seeing posts from Indonesia? Colombia, from Ireland.
Ireland?
Yeah.
Of course, UK.
Yeah, the UK and Ireland are big zine areas.
Yeah.
There's a group in India called Bombay Underground that does zine fests.
They have also a good zine fest.
So really all over the world.
Our co-host of Harukana show, he is also zinester.
Yeah.
He, of course, knows.
Of course.
Yes. Since what you are doing for this month in the IMC or outside of IMC?
So for this month, I've been posting with the Twitter hashtag that I told you about. I've been updating our Facebook page almost daily with different events and activities. Being on this radio show is one really big way the library is celebrating International Zine Month.
We are contributing too.
Absolutely. We have a special display of zines that were donated from an urban planning class that I did several zine workshops with. So we have about 20 zines created by students that are featured in the library. I also have featured a zine artist who, by the name of Vermicious Canid, that's a character from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. But Vermicious Canid has been sending us zines since 2001. And
2001?
Yes. Oh, so for many, many years.
Many years.
Yeah. So some are poetry, some are stories, some are our personal recollections, and some art.
So where we can see the exhibition?
Yeah, so if you go to the Facebook page for your listeners in Japan, you're able to see the feature that I've done there. And then in the library, I have a shelf with Vermicious Canid's zines on them. Other things that we have going on, I have a display case that's full of our little tiny zines, our what I call mini
kawaii
zines. Yeah, the kawaii zines. I have done a tour of the zine library that Mukuko was able to attend, which was a lot of fun. We talked about zines, and we're going to be talking about teaching with zines. And then the last thing, we've got free zines at the library all month. So I have four different titles that people can come and pick up.
Oh, free zine means several zines are there.
Yeah, they're just sitting out for people to take.
That's great.
They're all about music this month.
Music.
We also have zine making supplies in the library. So if someone feels inspired to make a zine, everything that they need is sitting out in the library, whether I'm there or not. And then at the very end of the month, we'll be having a table at what's called the Urbana Downtown Get Down. So it's a big community celebration every fourth Saturday. And we'll be there helping people make zines and talking about zines.
Oh, so you will have some booth?
We will. We'll have a booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if people are interested in the zines, they could come to join. And you can,
People can make zines on the 26th, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we learned a lot about the International Zine Month. Probably in Japan, not so many people.
Yes.
Don't know, so yeah. Very interesting. And we are very interesting about your activities. You said the Zine Library at IMC and university also teaching.
Yes.
With zines, and
yes.
And Urban Free Library also the mm-hmm. collaborate with you.
Right.
So about that collaboration, we will talk later. Good. After music too.
Yes.
So second music also, you are a kind of funk music, isn't mm-hmm. this? What's music? It's Blondie.
Blondie, yes.
Blondie, no? What's music? Could you?
So the song is called Rip Her to Shreds from the band, the self-titled album Blondie from 1977. This was one of their first singles, and the lead singer, Debbie Harry, sometimes performed this song in a wedding dress that she would rip into pieces as she was singing. In a BBC radio interview, she said that this song was about the New York music scene and the things that happened, how people would attack women who were playing in punk rock bands, with the way that the media would be intrusive with their personal lives and what gossip columns do to women in music even today.
Since the musician is you from UK or America?
Debbie Harry, she's from the United States. Is that right?
Okay. Blondie de Rip Her to Shreds des. Tom-san, music to onegaishimasu. Dozo. You love punk.
I do. This is the music that I grew up listening to in high school, so it brings a lot of memories back.
Mm. At that time, already people make zines, work the punk zines.
They did. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have a number of zines, punk zines, in our collection. Very often, they came along with music. And so sometimes the zine might talk about the lyrics or might talk about a tour that the band was on. Sometimes fans of punk music groups would make zines to talk about their favorite bands.
Hmm. But at that time, you never think about you became a specialist at zines.
No. I never thought about that.
But you also write, or you used to write or read zines?
You know, I never thought of the things that I was seeing as zines until I was in Portland in the 90s.
Oh.
And that's when the Riot Girl movement was taking off. And in Portland, people would leave zines in record shops. They would leave them at bus stops. They would leave them at coffee shops. And so that's the first time that I saw anything that people called a zine.
Oh, yeah. Portland is a center of zine culture.
Yes.
So you met there, the zine culture.
Yeah. I lived there for only a few years, but it was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.